Hello. Welcome to Release Your Wings. I'm Dan Bagley, and I'm interviewing once again Shireen Shatta. Hi, Shireen.
Hi, Dan.
We have an interesting topic, and it is finding solutions, or more clearly, the path of solutions. Do sometimes you find that you're just butting your head against the wall again and again and again? We're going to discuss some ways to get on the path of solutions rather than the path of problems. So, give me a quick answer on how to jump on that path, because everybody wants to do that.
Just by wanting it.
You think that's enough, really?
Mm-hmm.
Wanting it badly enough to make a change? Because I'm thinking that most of the time, each of us in our professions we get calls from people saying, I've got a problem, talk to me.
Right.
About how to do it. And if it were easy without creating too much internal conflict, I'm guessing they would have already done it.
No, actually it's very easy. They don't want to do it.
Ah, if they don't want to.
And I get so many calls, especially these days, about people, you know, I want to talk about this or that, and I want to see if I can get out of this. I want peace. So I'm thinking if they're saying they want peace, they want peace of mind, that they're looking for a solution.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've noticed is that there are people who want attention, and then there are people who want help. And it's natural for all of us to want attention.
Right.
But we have to move from wanting attention to wanting help.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I find, now you're being approached as a spiritual leader. I'm being approached as a business coach. But a lot of times, I think people want a solution, but they are so locked up in strategies that seem like this is the only way I can do it.
Right.
There's
right.
no creativity in
right.
the energy.
Right.
How do you break through that with them, or help them break through?
You know, one of the things is even popularly, people mm-hmm. think if you analyze, you know, like popular psychology or whatever says that if you analyze a problem or you go into it or mm-hmm. whatever, then you'll find a solution. But what I've noticed with my experience is like actually if you really sit in silence, that's when you find a solution.
So what you're doing is trying to step outside those structures in our mind that keep us locked in as we run through the
yeah.
problem.
And analyze and overanalyze and all of that. And what happens is we're just skimming the surface of our reasoning, our awareness, that in silence, our reasoning and awareness, there's a deeper level to it. And
mm-hmm.
that deeper level of awareness and understanding will find a solution for us.
I used to, in my office at the university, before I retired, had a little jar, and in the bottom was sediment. And on the back of the jar, it was just, your best choice was written in scotch tape. And I'd get people coming in, and they'd run through that thing that you're talking about. Here's the problem, and this is a problem, and this is a da-da-da-da-da-da. And their minds are going like that. And I say, I've got the answer. In fact, it's right in this jar. So all you have to do, but oh man, if you really care about it, you're going to shake it up, right? And now you couldn't see anything. And I'd hold the jar and say, now the answer is going to come to you, but you have to let it settle. But of course, you've had this a long time. Let's shake it some more to show we care. And of course, the metaphor was, if you don't get quiet and get intuitive, then you're going to be spinning your wheels.
Right, right.
So,
you know, it's counterintuitive to what popularly what we feel, you know, like
mm-hmm.
what people tell us about analyzing, but it's counterintuitive, but really silence and peace, you really find a solution.
Yeah.
And I feel like you should want it. You
mm-hmm.
know, we have to go beyond people just wanting to listen to us, just that people should listen to us, or I want someone's attention. We should go beyond all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if my life is hurting right now, I have to do something about it. Otherwise, it's really masochistic not to do something about it. And you shouldn't, it shouldn't be that you go to someone who's going to encourage your masochism. Just, you know, oh, they're not listening, so they're not whatever. But, you know, at some time you have to say that, no, it's not just about listening. I need to find a solution to this because I need to go beyond.
Which takes a certain level of honesty, because if we want a solution, sometimes we'll block the path of solution by trying to look good self-justify in the explanation.
Yes, actually what I've noticed is people want, if they are not able to get attention with their grand accomplishments, then they want attention with their problems. And so sometimes we are invested in not finding a solution because my problem is making me have attention. You know, is I'm getting attention because of my problem. And it's good to notice all of this about yourself. It's good to be aware of all of this because mm-hmm. this kind of awareness really brings us on the path of solutions.
So here's something we might ask, each of us might think about this. If our pathology, if our problem, our systemic problem, ongoing problem is the most interesting thing about our mm-hmm. us, then we're in really a horrible place.
Right.
Because, and we can tell this by how we introduce ourselves.
Right.
In other words, oh, let me tell you, oh, nice to meet you. Did you know that I just went through a divorce? Or did you know that I just, you know, whatever it is that I'm struggling with, all of those things are saying, let's talk about my pathology. Because then, by the way, we can get pity.
Right.
And we can get attention.
Right.
And maybe we can get help. Who knows?
Right.
But in our discussion before this, I picked up a little bit of a frustration is not exactly the right word. A little bit of going, why do people keep doing this? And the following week they bring up the same old story.
Right.
And
it's always, I mean, I get people who call me every week with the same problem. And I'm thinking, did you apply some of the meditation techniques we spoke about last week?
And
then
no. They say no. So maybe it is, I hate to say it this way, too much trouble to get out of our mess. Is that what, or you think they really just want
no,
to stay
I really in? Think that people don't know.
Don't know they can get out.
They don't know that it's not useful to sit in the problem. They don't know that it's really simple to get out of the problem.
Right.
It's much more simple. Our lives are actually a lot more simple. We make it a lot more complicated. I think we mistake complex for complicated. I think if I'm complicated, then I'm a complex human being. But actually, for you to be a complex human being, you don't need to have complicated problems.
So usually the problems come down to, I'm guessing in general, the desire to be liked or approved, the desire for control,
mm-hmm.
the desire for safety and security.
Right.
I can't think of anything else unless you took, which is a variation on some of these, the desire to be special, which is a form of approval, but not exactly special and different. But let's just take the big three. The desire for approval. So if they're asking you the same question, maybe they're just asking you for approval.
Right. They have my love. They really do.
Yeah.
They have my good wishes. And I hope hope that comes across. But I was thinking about all of these things, and I was thinking the bottom line is there is an expectation. Not from me.
Yeah.
From whatever their problem is.
Mm-hmm.
Right. From me, whatever the expectation is, hopefully,
right.
I'm giving it. But from the problem or the situation, let's say they're having an issue with their husband or co-worker or whoever, there is an expectation, and I feel that we have to go from expecting to accepting.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have to accept. The person is like this, and I have to accept. So I feel that we have to change that word expect to accept.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
And if I accept, then the solution will come easy.
And what is their role in this? Do they have to accept the situation?
Yes, also not just accept the person, accept the situation, accept all of the players in the situation, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Accept their role in the situation because none of us are really innocent in these things.
Absolutely.
Accept their role in the situation, expecting, and just accept.
They should accept and we should accept and doing this. Yeah, I'm always a little amazed when I hear someone relaying one of these stories and they'll say, I know what they were thinking. And I'm going, wow, your pain makes you clairvoyant. You know what they're thinking. And of course, we're making up stuff all the time.
Right.
In fact, we're often making up the construction that holds our problem together.
Right.
the role of meditation is sometimes we can loosen the structures.
Yeah, deconstruct, yes.
Yeah, we can deconstruct it.
Right.
Discreate of sorts.
Right. You know, there are few things in meditations that mm-hmm. really help in yeah. finding the path of solutions. Is one is that I am a soul and mm-hmm. that God is the soul. And also this thing that I'm a spiritual being, whatever is going on is part of the physical world, that to go beyond that mm-hmm. and to just be that soul, just be that point of light and remember God as a point of light. That's one yeah. thing. And the other thing is to, there's a lot of taking things personally. This is mine. Or taking things, you know, this is what they think about me, or this is what's happening to me.
Right.
It's a lot of that going on, and to really not take it personally. If something's done, for example, let's say recently someone came and told me that their husband cheated on them, it's not about you. You know, it feels very personal and it hurts a lot, but
right.
why are you taking it so personally? It's a reflection on him
right.
and what he wants out of life. And so I'm not saying it's right or wrong, whatever.
Right. But it's what, that's probably not the way to strengthen a relationship.
Exactly. So that's about him. It's not about you. So we take a lot of that personally. And so to remember that, not only to remember, to put a full stop, to put a period.
Yeah.
And that's what meditation really helps you. Just put a period.
So I just thought of a different way of looking at this, and that is when they're coming to you with the problem of something their spouse did, the question underneath the question is, how do I get them to behave and not to have done that, which is an impossibility. How do I make him not have done this?
Right, but it's already
it's done. There is no way out of that. How do, and this sounds like, I'll blame the victim, but how do I get peace within the reality of what has happened, is what
right,
you're saying.
Right, right. And the other thing I've noticed is, for us, we have our scripture and we call it the Murli. It's a living, for us, it's a living document. And every time I want a solution, mm-hmm. right, I pick any Murli, any page, anything, and I read it. And
yeah.
I always find a solution. Always, mm-hmm. because I'm going back to the wisdom that's in there. And so my invitation to all our viewers is that pick whatever faith tradition you're from, pick
right.
your scripture, read a few paragraphs, you will find a solution. Of course,
like
they could
that.
Come and listen to the Brahma Kumaris Murli and find a solution. I really find solution. Any day I have a question, I have
mm-hmm.
a problem, I just get up, and that day I read the Murli and I find a solution to it.
I find a similar thing. I have 21 values that in my meditation, most meditations sometime in the 20 to 60 minutes I'm meditating, it will occur to me to just go through the values. And in a funny way, I look at it as helping me become who I need to be. It really isn't to solve a problem. It is
yeah.
just the values will give me strength to see things in a different light.
Right.
Which
right.
is, once again, seeing things in a different light may be the path of solutions, looking at it differently.
Yeah, the lens is different.
Yeah. Also, very often I believe that we have pain, something happens, and then to protect ourselves we have these goggles we put on. And there are pain goggles. And then something that looks like it. Someone's about to, are they judging me? I put on my pain goggles. Which made, because I was reminded when I was embarrassed in junior high school, or whenever the thing is, when we are in that outfit of seeing it through that lens, then it's very hard to get out because we're being
yeah.
that little kid. Once again, meditation is a way to break out of the story.
Break out of the story. To really, I feel, sometimes I think we don't value peace and silence enough.
Mm-hmm.
There's a love that is created in peace and silence, and that love really finds solutions.
Right.
And I think we should value that more, instead of valuing the same approach to problems that we've had before, that we have to change our value system and say, no, let me value this now and see if I can really do this and find a solution to this.
So maybe returning to the core values of what we want is one way to relax the illusions that are
right.
holding us stuck.
Right.
In that sense, I like that. It breaks us out of the story and it moves us to a better way of finding solutions. Well, this is, I've learned something in this. Thank you, Shereen.
Thank you, Dan.
And thank you for joining us. Goodbye.